The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
On Christmas, we celebrated the birth of Jesus. On Easter, we celebrated our rebirth in Jesus, our share in His resurrection through the sacrament of baptism. And today, on Pentecost, we celebrate the birth of the church, for which Jesus had prepared His disciples at the Last Supper, promising to send the Holy Spirit to empower them and to lead them into all truth. Now begins the proclamation of salvation to the entire world, represented by people of 15 different nationalities who heard the proclamation of the good news that first Pentecost morning. With this outpouring of the gift of the Holy Spirit, which we received sacramentally in confirmation, God begins the work of reuniting into a single family, a single Catholic, that is, universal church, the human race, which had been divided into warring factions, warring nations, unable to understand each other ever since the time of the Tower of Babel. From this moment on, the Holy Spirit will become the dominant reality in the life of the church. We see this on every page of the Acts of the Apostles, which in a certain sense is the gospel of the Holy Spirit. In Acts, the Holy Spirit guides the church, and indeed, the leaders of the church are described as people led by the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit empowers the church, empowers Christians to rise to meet the challenges they face. And indeed, we see how believers grow in the Spirit progressively as they exercise their God-given spiritual gifts in the Lord's service. And the same can and should be true for us. In the Acts of the Apostles, the Holy Spirit enabled Philip to leave his comfort zone to go proclaim the gospel to an Ethiopian eunuch. The Holy Spirit used a vision to expand Peter's vision so that he could recognize that pagans like Cornelius were included in God's plan. This same Spirit led the church in Antioch to take the unprecedented step of sending Paul and Barnabas on 3 missions to the Gentiles. And the Holy Spirit guided the proceedings of the Council of Jerusalem, which decided on what would be required of Gentile converts to the faith, and so on. The early church was a Spirit-guided community. So how about you? Are you a Spirit-guided person? Or do you just obey all the rules? Which you do need to do. But are you a Spirit-guided person? When was the last time you listened to the movement of the Holy Spirit tugging at your heart, trying to lead you where the Lord wants you to go, which happened not to be where you wanted to go, and to do what the Lord wants you to do rather than what you yourself had in mind? And second, in the Acts of the Apostles, Peter attributes his courage and eloquence before the Sanhedrin to the working of the Holy Spirit. And throughout Acts, almost everyone attributes their courage and their zeal, persistence, their eloquence, in fact, their joy, not to mention the good fruits of their efforts, to the working of the Holy Spirit. How about you? Do you find yourself lacking in courage or zeal? You just kind of burn out? Lacking in persistence or eloquence? Are you lacking in joy at this time in your life? And Or do you find that your efforts are not bearing the good fruit you had hoped for? Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Your confirmation was your own personal Pentecost, the day when you received all of the same gifts of the Holy Spirit that Jesus gave his first followers at Pentecost 2,000 years ago. But for it to make a difference in your life and in the life of others, in particular the lives of those you serve, you have to make an effort to exercise these gifts. And I'm talking about all seven of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, not the two or three that you like the best. Okay? Drawing on them all consciously, because he gave you all of those gifts so that you would use all of those gifts. And drawing on them constantly, maybe especially the ones that are your weak suit. Okay? Using them in the Lord's service, just like the disciples in today's readings, the day the church was born.